Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tendered by Ramsey Garden Centre.
So this week is Learning Disability Week, and we have been hearing all this week from Fran from Manx Men Camp. Fran, it's lovely to have you with us, and obviously you're very much involved with this week as a charity. I mean, what sort of things are going on this week?
Well, we have lots going on every week, but I think the theme of Learning Disability Week this year is Do You See Me? So that's why we're promoting it so very heavily across the Manx public, really. Yeah, so we have our music, we have activity days, we have Dragon Castle sessions, we have art and crafts, we've got karaoke and bingo. All those things are for our adults, so we have a great programme in place. And then for our children, over Learning Disability Week, we have Dragon's Castle, we have a disability multi-sport session in the NSC. Then our teenage activity group, which we call a tag group, are going to meet up for a walk and ice cream and peel. We have our Singing Joe sensory session at Centre 21, the Comets Disability Football. And we have, then we're all going to Ape Man on the 22nd of June for our 7 years plus. And on Sunday, to finalise the week, really, we have the all in play sessions for our under sixes in Duke Street in Douglas. So we have lots planned for the week.
This all sounds
and we're
like...
hoping that people will really embrace this and highlight what we're doing and try encourage people to take part. We're always learning and we're always trying to promote people with learning disabilities and what they like to do.
And tell me more about the theme itself, Do You See Me?
So often our cohort of people really are the unseen. They've come under the radar, really. So we're really hoping that we can promote the cohort, the community, better. That's it, really. And we're, in order to do this, we're promoting things like easy read documents. We're asking people to share these easy read document colleagues and friends and families. We're asking them to get in touch to look for the information pack there is, which is what I've just read out, really. We're looking on the themes, which again is looking for Do You See Me? So we would love to see more people out in employment. We'd like to see more people taking part fully in our community. There's activities that people can take place in to promote the Learning Disability Week and to just raise the profile and to see our people better, really.
So on the Isle of Man in particular, how seen do you think people are? Do you think there's an issue over here at all, or do you think we're quite accepting?
I think we see the more able. I don't think we see the less able. And I think that's quite sad that we don't have many places that are accessible for our people. We don't have events that they can take place in, community events that they can take place in necessarily. I think they're often the overlooked. I don't think the services are in place that best serve them, that best meet their needs. So I think there's a lot of work to do on Ireland across the board, really. And certainly my dream would be to see more of them out in employment. I think there are very many of them are very capable of doing certain types of jobs. They can't possibly do a whole job that we decide is a whole job from, you know, start to finish, but they can do parts of that job really well. And it gives them a value. It gives them a whole sense of purpose. We all want to work. We all want to work and to live in a community, in our community. And I think that's the dream that we should aspire for our people with learning disabilities.
I think as well, it gives you a certain sense of sort of the contribution that you're making gives you a self-worth as well, doesn't it?
100% self-worth it gives you, absolutely. Whether, you know, we're not too bad at giving people volunteering role, but we don't tend to pay them. There seems to be an issue around giving them any kind of contracts. And yet they're the most dependable people. If they're due at work at 9 o'clock, they'll come to work at 9 o'clock. Down for lunch at one, they'll go to lunch at one, regardless of what's going on around them. They'll turn up, and that's the reliability is a strong point for them. So that's really, really good. You know, we have the cafe up at Tall Trees, where people get a work experience. They're not paid for that necessarily, but they get a work experience. But we really, really could do with the cafe on Strand Street, which would increase visibility hugely. But unfortunately, we haven't got the manpower or the funding to put that in place yet. But hopefully in a couple of years' time, that might come to fruition and we'll be able to start including them better in our community. If you go to different jurisdictions, like you go to the UK or you go to Ireland, you see them in working in workplaces. You know, you see them doing backpacking, you see them in cafes, you see them doing worthwhile jobs. And the sense of value they get from that is huge, as you said already. And I think that's really a step we can start to take forward. We can start to work with the various different companies around the island to see, you know, what we can put in place as a government as well to help support those people, to take people into learning disabilities. It's a win-win all around, really. If you get somebody into employment, they come off benefits. So it's a win-win all around, you know. Or we need a benefit system that can support them into employment, but doesn't make it so very difficult if they do go into employment and for whatever reason it doesn't work out to get back on their benefits. It needs the whole, that whole service needs overhauling. And that's a big part of Do You See Me? And I think the same goes for our children. You know, it's hard to integrate our children into mainstream services because they don't cater for them. We haven't got the expertise on Ireland that can allow integration fully. We talk a lot about integration, but we don't do it well on Ireland.
Do you know, it's interesting that because, like you said, it's sort of a win-win situation when you think hospitality is struggling, isn't it, for a workforce?
Yeah.
And yet there is untapped workforce there.
Complete untapped workforce. And they're good at it. That's the irony of it. Once they learn to do what they're able to do and what they can do, yes, they mightn't be able to clean the coffee machine, but they can clear the tables. They'll keep their eye out. As soon as those tables become free, they'll be in there to get the tables clear, ready for the next people. They can do that part of the job really well. We just have to see their value. And I think that's probably what's lacking on Ireland. And the hospitality industry is crying out for people. But I do know that they're good at what they do. And that's once they learn how to do it, that's it. They don't deviate from that. Mm-hmm. And that's a great strength that is untapped on Ireland.
It's a reliability and a commitment and a pride in the work as well,
yeah,
isn't there?
Absolutely.
And we should say as well that obviously, you know, we're talking about people with learning disabilities, adults and children alike. I mean, that's quite a broad brushstroke as well, just saying learning disability, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we know we have approximately 1,400 adults on Ireland with a learning disability and a similar number. This is statistically, because we follow the same statistics across the board with everything as the UK do. We know that Manx Care provide a service for, I think it's 380 people. So that's a hell of a lot of people on Ireland who are receiving no service at all. And what are they doing all day? You know, many of them, of course, will have a mild learning disability, which won't have a massive impact on their lives. But many of them won't. Many of them will have a more severe learning disability and they're under the radar. You know, who is catering for them? Families are left trying to cater for them. That is problematic. There's no way getting around that. That is problematic because what happens to those people then when families can no longer offer the support they're offering? So we have a huge body of work to do going forward. And hopefully the children coming through now, because we have a large cohort of children coming through, hopefully they will be better enabled, that education will start to meet their needs in a way that will prepare them for life, prepare them for inclusivity when they're older, prepare them for going into the workforce and prepare them for a life outside school better than they're doing right now.
Absolutely. And obviously we're talking about, you know, sort of Manx Care and talking about government, but what do you think, what message would you have for the general public? How can we help or support the charity and those who have learning disabilities?
I think it's acceptance, really. I think we're still a little bit judgmental around people who are different. And I think it's better than it was. But I still see pockets of people who are not accepting, who judge. And that should never really happen. You know, we should be trying to open doors for people and including them in everything that we can include them in rather than trying to exclude. So the general public, I think, just need to step up, really, and embrace their difference. And across the board, they're a great bunch of people. You know, they what you see is what you get. And they're terrific fun. And they get great fun out of, you know, small achievements. What seem to other people seem to be small achievements are huge for our guys. And that means a lot.
Well, it's fantastic hearing your passion and your commitment to the charity and also the cause as well, Fran. It really is. And especially in Learning
Thank
Disability
you.
Week. So people that are listening to this, where can we go to find out more?
You can go to our Facebook page. We have a very busy Facebook page. You can contact us at mencap@manx.net. Or check out our webpage. It's www.manxmencap.im.
Would they be the same details if someone is listening and actually they need some support from you all?
Absolutely. We can always point them in the right direction. We can listen, and hopefully we can offer support where it's need, where, you know, where we can within our level of expertise as well, because we're not all expertise. The majority of us here at Manx MenCap are parents, so we have a certain level of expertise, but everybody's experience is so different, and every person with a learning disability is so different, and their challenges are very different.
Fran, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And I know you're off on a little break. You've earned it. It's well deserved, I have to say.
Thank you, Christy.
Enjoy, and we will speak to you when you come back.
All right. Thank you very much now. Take care.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre.